This is Klingon, written by Bjornberry, read by Mistborn Hero, ATCU Podfic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Dick Grayson and Bruce Wayne, as well as the Justice League, especially John Jones. It is tagged for hurt, comfort, and then some more hurt. Good Dad, Bruce Wayne. He understands bad days. Just how many superheroes can you fool? How many supers does it take to screw in a light bulb? John Jones was also a good dad and understands. Dick Grayson is Robin and 9 years old. Summary. Robin is clinging onto Batman's leg, refusing to let go, and Batman is hiding under the cape during a Justice League meeting.
Oh my gosh, are you limping? Flash asked a moment after Batman stepped through the door.
No,
came the deadpan answer, followed by the unmistakable misstep of a heavier footfall, and a sound like something scruffing awkwardly across the floor. Nothing could be seen, however, as Batman's cape was sitting just right on his shoulder, to cover the whole of him. Just a towering pillar of black fabric with a scowl and pointy ears sitting on top.
Now's not the time for pride, Bats. That looks serious. The medbay isn't far. I could run you over in a snap.
I'm fine,
Batman growled and carefully took his seat around the Justice League's table, making sure his cape never parted. Flash looked about ready to argue his case, so Batman cut him off.
You're always late. How are you the first one here?
I was already in the watchtower, he shrugged, and leaned back on 2 feet of his own chair. Vigilante asked for my help on a case involving.
Superman opened the door, waving Wonder Woman in ahead of him with a smile, and Flash only wasted half a second before pointing an accusing finger and tattling.
Batman's limping, and he won't go to the medbay.
I'm fine,
Batman snapped at the same time Diana asked.
What happened?
What's going on? Asked Hawkgirl, peeking over Superman's shoulder. Martian Manhunter chose that moment to face up through the floor.
Batman, you need to give notice before...
John!
The room went silent. Batman rarely barked at them like this outside of the battlefield, and he had a great rapport with the Martian, but now he looked like a wolf defending his territory. John's face went blank, and his posture straightened. The silence lasted for seconds before Flash grumbled.
Telepathy is cheating.
Superman squinted at Batman before rolling his eyes.
When did you line your cape with lead?
When I met you.
He hadn't taken his eyes off John yet, and the Martian finally turned away, floating gently around the table, distributing folders to the other heroes who had taken their seats.
Let's set this meeting to order, John said, calm as could be, and sat at his own place.
Whoa, wait a second, Flash stood, waving an arm around. Am I the only one worried here? Bat is hurt.
I didn't see any blood,
John Stewart pointed out.
I'm fine,
Batman said again.
Prove it!
Diana, Batman held out a hand towards the princess.
Your lasso, please.
Wonder Woman raised an eyebrow, but passed the lasso of truth over to the Dark Knight. The rope started glowing as he spoke.
I am not injured in any way that would hinder my mobility or negatively affect me in a fight. I am still healing from a sprained wrist and have sporadic pain in my back from when Bane broke it.
He scowled at that last bit.
Now, I would like for you all to forget this and begin the meeting.
What's wrong with your foot?
Flash threw in quickly as he made to pass the lasso back. Batman growled and spat the answer as the lasso compelled him.
I'll probably have a blister by the time I get home.
He chucked the lasso past Diana where Flash caught it, just before smacking him in the face.
Why can't you mind your own business?
Natural curiosity and impatience exacerbated by super speed, but mostly just 'cause I care about you. Hey!
Diana snatched the lasso back, hooking it on her belt. Don't use the lasso of truth for petty arguments, she grumbled. Hawk Girl laughed.
Let's begin this meeting, shall we? Superman asked tiredly.
Flash folded his arms with a pout, and John patted him on the shoulder, but simply said,
Hear, hear.
It was a boring meeting, the planned ones usually were. John's folders were full of supplies needed for the watchtower, the usual oxygen, water, food, medicine, and toiletries. Who was in charge of deliveries, and the schedule for watchtower observation duty over the next month. Training new recruits, both physically and in public relations, and several pages of lists detailing which villains were in which prisons, or unaccounted for. It could have been an email, but sending such confidential information was always risky, and they had all agreed that this would be a safer method.
Now, before we end, John Jones closed his folder primly. I was curious how each of you have been faring in your respective cities. Could you please recount one of your latest villain encounters?
You're asking for battle stories, John? Hawk Girl leaned forward, smiling. That's unlike you.
I'm aware that choosing to stay in the watchtower is my own choice, and I do not regret it. However,
the Martian sighed.
You are all aware that I am used to communicating differently. The telepathic connection my people had was not only open thoughts, but emotions as well. Being on comms for a worldwide network of heroes is familiar and comforting, but I have been missing an emotional connection.
You're lonely, Superman offered a sad smile.
For your own kind, Hawk Girl added, and the three aliens shared a look of understanding.
Jean nodded.
I lost my family, and while I am grateful to be surrounded by new people who care,
it will never be the same, whispered Batman.
Flash stood and slammed both hands on the table, wearing a huge grin on his face to break the somber mood.
Well, if you want emotion-packed adventure, I have got a story for you. Just this week, I had to deal with Captain Cold and Captain Boomerang teaming up to create these awful freeze-ray boomerang abominations that...
Perhaps, John interrupted and gave a rare smile. If this is to become a storytelling, you would be willing to bring snacks to share from the cafeteria.
Oh, heck yes!
And Flash sipped in and out of the conference hall, quickly filling the table with cookies, sandwiches, and drinks in between words of his daring day in Central City.
And that's how the citizens saved my butt. You know how they made a museum for me? Well, I argued they should have a monument as well. I'm thinking right in front of the steps. What are you gonna make it out of? Paper mache and wire?
Green Lantern laughed.
Hey, I can do more than elementary school crafts. I took woodshop in high school.
Oh, he took woodshop in high school.
Most of the Justice League laughed as Flash pouted. Fine, Jill. What's your big adventure in space this week? Blank crowd control at a ticker tape parade your blue-headed guardians put on themselves?
The boring meeting had turned into a competition of who could tell a better story. It was rare for them to have time when they could share these, but each felt better about staying longer than expected when John would smile. Hawk Girl made him laugh hard enough he dropped a box of Oreos and waved off help cleaning them up, saying he would get them later. Food and drink disappeared off the table over the next hour. Flash cleared an arm's reach around him within a couple of minutes, and then spent the rest of the time sneaking chips from Green Lantern's open bag. Wonder Woman was arguing with Superman about how best to describe the feeling of ripping a bank vault door open when John cleared his throat.
Thank you, my friends, for being willing to share your tales and emotions. I appreciate this more than you know, but I do believe it is time to return to our individual tasks. Flash, Vigilante is searching for you. He has the test results you were helping him with in the lab.
Sweet! Thanks, John! Hey, let's do this again soon. It was great!
He was out of the door before everyone else stood, but his sentiment was echoed by the others as they walked out with a wave or a goodbye. Superman hung back, starting to gather the trash from their impromptu feast.
Cal, John started, and Superman smiled at him with a question.
If you would please take over my duties in the Watchtower Central Hub for a moment. I have a private matter to discuss with Batman before he leaves. The two of us will handle the trash.
Yeah, all right. He glanced at Batman, who was still seated, but didn't push for an answer. When the door clicked shut, there was silence for a moment.
It is protocol to give notice before bringing a non-league member aboard the Watchtower. Martian Manhunter started, looking at what appeared to be Batman's knee. But under these circumstances, I will not report you. A sigh escaped from under the cape.
Thanks for the Oreos. The voice was small and raspy.
And the stories. You're very welcome, little one. I am sorry your grief is so strong today, but I am grateful we could distract the pain for a short while. There is some food and drink left on the table, if you would like.
Nah. A green glove parted the cape, letting it fall open to reveal Robin sitting between Batman's feet, legs and arm wrapped around his calf like a baby koala. Surrounding him was a small pile of wrappers and two soda cans.
Bee slipped me some when no one was looking.
I'm glad to see you are well taken care of.
Yeah, he's all right. Batman was entirely ignoring their conversation. Instead, he started cleaning the table into the trash bag Superman had left behind, but he didn't move his feet, leaning as far as he could without making Robin shift from his seat on Batman's foot.
Are you determined to be a Klingon all day? John asked, stepping closer to take the handfuls of trash the kid had gathered.
He promised, Robin whispered, voice getting thicker. He sniffed and continued. Promised a week ago that he wouldn't leave me alone today, cause today is... it's...
I know. Anniversaries are hard on me as well.
The boy just nodded and wiped a cloth across his face. The domino mask covered his eyes, but tears leaked out at the bottom. Batman set the trash bag aside and scooped the boy up into his arm without a word, pressing his cheek against black hair as the sobbing grew worse. The dynamic duo just held each other tight, two orphans who had chosen to protect each other. Jean gave them space as he finished cleaning, listening as the tears turned to sniffles, sniffles into ragged breathing, and ragged breathing into exhausted slumber. I can escort you back to the sedatives invisibly. The Martian directed his thoughts to Batman silently, so he wouldn't wake the child.
I appreciate that, and thank you for keeping his presence a secret.
Batman returned.
He didn't want extra attention today.
We both know how pity can burn. Neither looked at the other, but the flash of emotions that echoed between them was just as much pain as comfort. The trip home was uneventful, and soon Bruce and Dick were seated on the couch in soft clothes, under a heap of blankets, watching movies while Alfred made cocoa and cookies. It became a tradition to spend bad anniversaries together. When Dick would choke on a memory and scramble to catch hold of hands he would never hold again, Bruce was there, always within reach. The end. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2023. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and if you did, please leave feedback to the author. And also, remember to take care of yourself on bad days and drink some water today.